Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Hall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Banks out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Verdon moves to second. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Skinner out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dark trying to get to second. Skinner throws the ball into Mazeroski, who tags Dark for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to third. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Mazeroski scores. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Verdon moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Footer Johnson pinch hits for Dolan Nichols. Footer Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Clemente now playing right field. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Pirates. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bill Henry. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Baker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.